there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. As Israel prepares for a fifth round of elections at the beginning of November, Israelis have to contend with cost of living price increases, which are expected to skyrocket during this week, particularly on cereals, chocolate, toiletries, hygiene products, cleaning products, dairy products, and canned goods. With these challenges bearing down on the Israeli consumer, Prime Minister Yair Lapid, during a recent centrist Yesh Atid party meeting, praised his government's achievements on the economic and security fronts, adding that his government is well aware of Israel's fight against rising costs, which voters hope he can prevent. During this past summer, prices rose astronomically, with the cost of essentials such as bread and electricity rising by more than 20%. The price of real estate has also skyrocketed. Apartments were costing 17.8% more in July compared to 12 months earlier. To add to this scenario, food and household product distributors also raised their prices during this past summer. Tel Aviv University researchers have discovered a technique which improves the emotional stability, quality of sleep, and also assists medical decisions for women who are carrying the breast cancer gene. Based on a 12-week inquiry-based stress reduction IBSR program, Dr. Shahar Lev Avri of the Sackler Faculty of Medicine at Tel Aviv University noted that in numerous cases, young women who carry such genes are uncertain about their future upon realizing that they are highly exposed to either breast cancer, ovarian cancer, or both. The program involved 100 carriers of the breast cancer 1, breast cancer 2 genes, where women learnt and practiced the inquiry-based stress reduction method, and so far findings have revealed an encouraging improvement in all these aspects on all carriers. Staying in Israel, and an outbreak of a new strain of poliovirus type 2 has been identified, and so far the virus has been detected in the sewage works of Jerusalem, Tiberias, Beit Shemesh, and other cities across the country. Experts say that unlike previous strains found in sewage, this new variant is resistant to the oral polio vaccine OPV, which is administered in drop form. However, the inactivated polio vaccine IPV, which involves 4 injections, is regarded as highly effective against the strain. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry and 4 health maintenance organizations are working closely to identify and vaccinate children who have not yet received the IPV so as to protect them from possible paralysis. A Roman Catholic university has for the first time in United States history elected a Jew to become its 17th president. The Massachusetts-based Assumption University has confirmed the appointment of Greg Weiner, who joined the university in 2011, who began as an assistant professor in political science. Assumption University is a private Roman Catholic university which was founded in 1904. Werner expressed his extreme gratitude to the university's board for entrusting him to this role and also noted his high regard and respect for Catholic liberal education, which embraces teachings in truth, lasting ideas, and creation in God's image, which identifies with Jewish beliefs. Weiner is now on record as the only Jewish president of any Christian university. And continuing along the path of history-making, born in the USA, 18-year-old Jewish wrestler Amit Alor has achieved international wrestling fame for winning a gold medal at a senior-level competition recently held in Belgrade, Serbia. She's regarded as the youngest contender ever to do so at such an event. So far, Alor has won a 2021 Cadet World Title, a 2021 Junior World Title, a 2022 Junior World Title, and now the 2022 Senior World Gold. Her wrestling career began at the age of 4, and her wrestling technique concentrates on freestyle wrestling, which is an Olympic style focusing on upper body and leg attacks. She says that her ultimate goals are to be a multiple-time world champion and an Olympic champion, noting that there is so much more to do. Well, keep going, Amit, and all the best. And keep in mind what Walt Disney said: all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.